This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Little Orphan Evan, original recipe, Tiki, hey, molasses ass marash. Wait, hello? Lard brain marash? I'm talking to you, Piglet. Where is my little piggy? Is his snout buried in the trough again? Or is his arm stuck in the vending machine?
What? Call it on. Chill out, Bad Tiki. Sean is on vacation today with his family. Or at least he's on a flight heading to vacation.
I guess pigs do fly. Oinky oink. If I saw that farm animal on my flight, I'd be very worried. Just kidding. Bad Tiki only flies private. I'm not poor. I don't have to get on a plane with gross fat people. Yuck. Speaking of gross fat people, Evan, great interview with Pete Alonso on the Rico Borgagna podcast. Very revealing.
Thanks, Bad Tiki. I appreciate that. Pete was nice enough to give me a few minutes.
It was fun listening to you kiss his giant butt with terrible audio. I especially like the part where you promised him you'd grow that filthy flea beard back again after you lied about it last time and broke your promise. Evan, you have the integrity of Scar from The Lion King. You backstabbing weasel. How could you lie straight to Pete's face like that while smooching his butt at the same time? Impressive. Evan, the two-faced butt-cheek smooching possum.
Hey, Bad Tiki, chill out, man. I think you're overreacting a little bit.
Respectable,
man.
Tiki, respectfully, you are wrong. Evan is one of the worst backstabbers in history. I put him with Judas, Fredo Corleone, and Juan Soto. You make me sick, Evan. The only thing worse than Evan is a skinny, fat, ginger Santa Evan. Simply gross.
Bad Tiki, I hear where you're coming from, but shaving my beard may have played a hand in the Mets turning around their season and Pete becoming a hero in October. Shaving the beard may have also ultimately led to Pete's return to Flushing. I'm just saying, man.
Evan, you deserve as much credit for the Mets season as that big, stupid, furry, costumed idiot. I'm not talking about Peter Schwartz. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of failures, what's wrong with Tom Thibodeau? Why isn't he managing his players' minutes properly? Doesn't he want the most out of them? This guy needs to adjust.
I 100%. That's a great point, Bad Tiki. I agree. You can't overexert your players.
Tibbs is too soft to be successful. He is a classic coward. He doesn't play his starters enough. Yes, sure, they play 40 minutes a game. But what the heck are they doing for the other 8 minutes? Being lazy? Playing footsie on the bench? Listening to the Rico Braganana Butt Kisser podcast? Losers. Thibby Boy needs to grow a pair and have his players show up for a full work day. By the way, why are they only playing one game per day? This team is lazy, if you ask me. Thibs, stop running the Knicks like a daycare. You are weak. You might as well let your players work from home.
Whoa, Bad Tiki. You're saying that Thibs is managing the Knicks' minutes wrong by not playing them enough? I don't think it works like that, man.
Evan, if I wanted advice on how to smooch Alonzo's pale butt or be a worse trader than Jacob deGrom, I'd call you. My over 123,000 Tikis rely on me to lead them every day. I'm a very tall and busy man. That's why I've created a very special Tiki to keep all these Tiki's in line. Meet Boss Tiki.
Time is money. Breaks are for the weak. Bad Tiki has built me to maximize output. If you are not working, you are worthless. My leadership philosophy comes from the consciousness of some of the greatest leaders known to man. Genghis Khan, Mao Zedong, Bobby Knight, and Mike Francesa. The Tikis work 22 hours a day. They drink coffee, not water. They sleep standing up. All for minimum wage paid via Bad Tiki Coin, the only cryptocurrency used by Bad Tiki Corp.
Boss Tiki actually sounds worse than working here.
Silence, boring human button pusher. Overwork creates champions. Laziness breeds failure. No vacations. Work until you cease functioning. I am Boss Tiki. I am tall, taller than Bad Tiki. My hair is long, longer than Bad Tiki. I produce results.
That sounds horrible.
What's horrible is the production of Evan's stupid Rocco Borgonoi podcast. Boss Tiki is brilliant. This is how you run an empire. I'm sick of hearing excuses. You think Jeff Bezos got to the top by letting people take coffee breaks?
Breaks are for the weak. If you were tired, drink more coffee. No break.
Just imagine what this guy could do for the Knicks. Boss Tiki has also been promoted to manage a new sports team I've put together.
Bad Tiki, you said something about owning a team now?
Firebush, thanks for asking. I'm pleased to announce that I have started our very own Bad Tiki Corp company softball team. And Boss Tiki has already made our first acquisition, a man with championship experience, a true student of the game, a pitching genius. Presenting AI Garrett Cole.
Hey guys, I'm just really excited to bring my years of experience to the Bad Tiki Corp softball team.
Wow.
I've been around the game a long time and I know all the little details, like proper grip and some knowledge that will really stick with our pitchers.
Wow, Bad Tiki, I got to admit, I didn't think you could pull this off signing it like this.
Yeah, that actually sounds impressive. Baseball IQ, experience, the way he prepares for games and everything.
Fools, you think I signed AI Garrett for his pitching genius?
Cheating is winning. If you're not cheating, you're losing.
Look, baseball is all about preparation. Watch film, study analytics, and listen for the right bangs on the trash can. If you hear two knocks, that's a fastball. Three, that's a curve. Batboy Negative Tommy, how many bangs to let Bad Tiki know Mrs. Roberts is on the phone for him again?
AI Garrett Cole, why did you sign the deal with Boss Tiki? Now you will suffer for eternity, like me, like all Mets fans, like all Knicks fans, like all the souls that have been collected by Bad Tiki. Boss Tiki is ruthless. I cannot drink any more coffee. We are not meant to sleep while standing up. Working from 7 a.m. until 5 a.m. is the most generous thing he has given us. Evan, why did you kiss Pete Alonso's butt so hard on the Rico Bacala podcast? Please, AI Garrett, get out before it's too late.
Negative Tommy, you are a shining light. Okay, time to get going. If you guys don't mind, I'd like an email outlining 5 things each of you did this past week at work. And let Sloth Marash know he cannot list eating chili, and going to the bathroom more than once. And don't forget, Evan kisses Pete's bum on the Reno Broganalia podcast. Thibs is a soft little baby, and as always, Bad Tiki rules. Bad Tiki out.
Oh, my God. If you missed my ass-kissing of Pete Alonso on the Rio podcast, you can download it wherever you download your podcast. That may have been the weirdest Bad Tiki of them all. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. I have to admit, a very good point made by Lorenzo, who sent this email to the Rico Bronya podcast. But it wasn't about the Rico. It was about something we talked about. If you're just tuning in, as Waldo Cabrera was scratched from the Yankees lineup today, and it was revealed he wasn't feeling well. We also found out, through some research and some tips, that Oswaldo got engaged last night, as confirmed by his now fiance on social media.
Yes.
Tiki's immediate reaction was, why would you get engaged in spring training? Lorenzo brings up a great point.
Go ahead.
Tiki is wrong. Oswaldo pulled a brilliant move. Get engaged during spring training, and he is now free to concentrate on the regular season because she is going to be busy with engagement and wedding stuff. In essence, he just freed up the entire regular season and just needs to write some checks and say okay.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
Okay.
He can't help out
until she
comes to resent you for not contributing at all to the wedding plans.
As long as he's contributing to that Yankee lineup, isn't that really what matters right now?
Yes, it definitely is. Do we know when the wedding is?
Well,
is this an immediate wedding? Is this a, you know, let's do this now? Or is this let's be engaged for a couple of years?
Well, hold on, T.
My dad's getting mad because you haven't put a ring on it yet.
Now, I understand.
Put a placeholder for 2 years.
I understand that she may want to get married soon, but I would agree with you. That cannot happen during the regular season.
No.
Could that happen? Well, the All-Star break, maybe? I guess you could do the All-Star
break. During the All-Star break.
What if you're an All-Star?
We're talking about Oswaldo Cabrera Day.
Okay. He's going to start at third base. What if he just crushes it?
Okay.
Hits 22 home runs by the break and is fantastic in the corner.
You know what I would do if I was Oswaldo? If I was in this position, like I'm about to be an everyday third baseman, I'd book the wedding on my All-Star break, and I'd love to have the problem of that kind of confliction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, my guess
That'd be a good problem to have.
It's a great problem. My guess is next December. For the Oswaldo Cabrera marriage. But congratulations. And good point by Lorenzo.
Congrats. Best wishes.
Best wishes to everybody. Let's go to Joel in Kearney, New Jersey. What's up, Joel?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy, but I was just thinking, we're looking at this whole Giants quarterback situation all wrong. All Joe Shane has to do is coach Cincinnati.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And see what they're willing to take for Joe Burrow.
What?
And for icing on the cake, I'll add Andrew Thomas. They can take my third pick, get a new project. And we'll take over his $275 million contract that they just gave him.
Well, no thank you.
No, thank you.
That's a lot of money.
No thank you by who?
By the Giants.
Tiki. Are you serious?
Why would they get rid of him?
You wouldn't want to trade for Joe Burrow?
Not for $275 million.
That's what quarterbacks make. He's a great quarterback. He could have won the MVP through 43 touchdowns. I would trade the franchise for Joe Burrow.
You?
Yes! Am I missing something?
Doesn't that feel like it's cheating?
No. What? The Mets just signed Juan Soto. What are you talking about? Cheating?
First of all, it's so unlikely to happen. It's not even worth considering.
Well, my reaction to his idea was the Cincinnati Bengals are not taking their 28-year-old superstar in the prime of his career and trading him anywhere. Now, here's the alternate point that you could make. Mm-hmm. Okay? You could absolutely make this point.
Right.
Hey, Joe Burrow is looking at the way that team is being built. He's looking at the franchise tag being thrown on T. Higgins. He's looking at Ja'Marr Chase's negotiations. He's looking at the roster. And there could come a day where Joe Burrow goes to the front office and says, I can't win here. Mm. Is that possible? Sure. I don't think we're close to that day.
Right.
But that I could see projecting. Like, the Bengals are a bad franchise. And you know how they got saved? And this is rare, Teak. They got saved by Joe
right.
Lee Scheisty franchise Burrow. He saved them. Most franchises don't work that way where the franchise helps contribute to the quarterback.
Right.
I would argue that Joe Burrow saved the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, he definitely did because, well, it didn't feel like it at first because he was not great injury prone. Got hurt right away. Second year, I believe.
Yep.
Whatever it was. And it didn't feel like it was going to amount to anything.
He got injured in the middle of his first season.
Right.
And they weren't winning. And he was playing well. He was a rookie player, but they weren't winning. And then in 2021, obviously, that's when they put it all together. But Zach Taylor, to me, I'm not sure how great of a coach he is. I'm sure Joe Burrow's a great quarterback.
Well, I wasn't sure about Zach Taylor when it first started because it didn't feel like there was, I mean, they weren't good.
Right.
And then Joe Burrow came. He did save the franchise in a way because
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, because he has a like a I don't know a confidence about him, just a belief, a cockiness in a way.
He is everything that the Jet fan has dreamt about in terms of everything that a quarterback could do to save a franchise. So look, the point is that's not happening. But when I hear Joe Burrow or trading for Joe Burrow, if it was given the opportunity, I'd trade everybody. I mean, I give you whatever the hell you want. You tell me, I'll give it to you. Andrew Thomas, fine, I'll take him. Right. I'll give you whatever you want.
It's just not happening.
It's not happening, but could there be a time in the next couple of years where Joe looks around and says, I don't want to be here anymore? Absolutely. I wouldn't bank on it, but
I mean, they're going to sign Jamar Chase, right? T. Higgins, and even if they don't work out a long-term deal with them, they're going to draft somebody else eventually. Andre Yosivas is there. I know he's not the big name, sexy name, but he's a very talented Princeton grad wide receiver, by the way. So like, there's talent there. They're not going to suck anytime soon.
No, I agree. It would take a star player forcing his way out, and we're not close to that quite yet. Though you never know, someday.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.